Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. This one I'm super excited about, but it is possible that I'm saying this at the beginning of every episode. However, I got started as a designer. That's how I started working online, and that's how I got into courses as well. I actually was a course designer before I learned anything beyond that. I helped course creators to specifically design their materials like slides, workbooks, sales pages, and so on. So today I'm very excited to bring you this experience and these insights to you and help you to create effective and good-looking course materials all on your own, especially if you have no designing experience whatsoever and you're like low-key in panic mode right now just thinking about designing your own course. For more visual samples, for more specific ideas, as well as direct feedback for your specific content, make sure to join us inside your course creation membership. There you will find resource library that will guide you step by step through the whole course creation process, as well as community space where you can share your journey, get feedback directly from me, and just get some additional inspiration along the way as well. You will find link to it in the description. So let's get started. And as I already mentioned, so this episode is specifically for you if you are about to create your own course. You want to design your own course materials, specifically in this case, slides, but you are uncertain how to even get this whole process started and how to make sure that, you know, they actually look decent. I know that it can be scary. Designing the whole process can be very overwhelming. So I'm here to make it as easy as possible for you. So let's talk about the template. Starting with a template is perfectly fine and, you know, it's nothing to avoid. There are plenty of amazing templates, both free and paid, that you can find. For example, on Canva, there are plenty of different templates. You can just go check them out right away. There are marketplaces like creativemarket.com where you can also find many amazing templates for many different niches within many different styles. However, I want to just quickly guide you through what you need to look out for when you are researching templates. So one of the most important things to look at as you're looking at templates, and usually there's no real difference between if we're talking about like Canva or paid templates. However, the paid templates often can be a bit more complicated and creative. So at first, when you look at them, you're excited, right? They look so fun. There are like many different design variations and styles, and you're thinking you probably couldn't really do it yourself, and now you can buy the template and just, you know, use that. However, it's important as you're choosing the template to choose what is relevant to your business. For example, will you need to add a lot of images? Or maybe you don't have any personal images whatsoever, so you want to kind of keep that on the low key. Maybe you personally don't like adding any images and you would prefer to have it like mostly text-based. Think about what is your design preference, what type of information you'll be providing. Do you need a lot of graphs and charts and, you know, these kind of visual materials like pie charts or whatever they're called? If that's the case, look at the samples, look at the templates that will have these elements included. However, if you don't need that, you don't need this type of a template if it's right in front of you, right? This just means that you will be deleting a lot of elements from it, and at the end of the day, you can probably find a better template. Another thing when it comes to templates is to think about the colors, the style, and the overall vibe they are in. So often, and I know this is specifically true for me, I look at the templates and they're like so cute and pretty and like, you know, they have all kinds of nice elements. However, as I purchase it and start using it, and this is especially true like when I was just finding like my own vibe when it comes to templates and like creating my own content, I used to buy a lot of templates. I used to play around with a lot of templates. And what happened in most cases is that I buy a template and I either don't use most of the pages or I delete most of the elements. I design it in my style, so I change the fonts, I change the colors, and then it just looks like crap. This can happen often because as you look at a visual that is in a completely different color scheme and different vibe than is your brand, and if you go for that, this means that as you implement your brand, it will be a different vibe, right? And it's not easy to always like recognize how these differences will make you feel. So I would suggest looking at something that you actually know you need, like the type of content, the type of slides that you will be creating, and choosing something that is already at least slightly brand aligned. Because the next step once you have a template is to brand align it. So this is the most important part of using any templates for anything, not only slides. Once you have it, you make sure that it's within your colors, your fonts, and if you're not there just yet, start with creating your branding before you move forward. Because the time you're going to implement in actually creating your templates, you can later reuse those templates. You don't want to create something that you will have to redo later down the road. So branding first, templates second, brand align the templates, and then we move on to the actual creation part. So from the practical perspective of like how did I design my content and what I have found to be working the best, I usually have, like currently I have developed my own templates and I'm using like, I have probably around 50 different slide variations. However, despite that, I still probably use mostly just like 5 to 10 different basic slides. What do I mean with a basic slide? This means that it will be a headline and text, or like a headline and a bullet list, or maybe it's a picture and text, whether it's a headline or maybe it's paragraph, whatever is the case. Maybe it's the accent slide where I'm emphasizing some specific part of information. So these are very simple, very common type of slides. There's nothing too extra and there still can be fun elements. There can still be an image. There can still be, you know, some background patterns, whatever is the case. But they are not overwhelming. There are not too many different elements I have to dance around. It's quite basic, quite simple, straightforward, and they're just so easy to use and so easy to reuse. So most likely you will also find yourself in the same situation where you basically just have like 10 base slides that you reuse for most of the time. So that also leads me to kind of the biggest point in this whole episode really, is that designing can be tricky, especially if you have no designing experience, but keeping it simple and keeping it minimal can be the way to go. Now, one thing that I actually didn't plan to talk about in this specific episode per se, but I kind of want to just mention it. If you're looking at a completely plain slide, so let's say you have added image, you have the text, and you're like, okay, this is miserable, this is boring, I don't know what to do with it. My suggestion is to start playing around with several different elements and just see how you feel about it. For example, add a background element for the image. That can be, I usually use like a rectangle. It will be like a frame. It doesn't have to be the perfect frame. It can be like a bit off-site. It can be a bit moved. It can be only on the downside of the image. Whatever is the case, explore different templates, see what they are doing there, and try to recreate that. Maybe you can create like a border for the whole slide. Maybe there is additional color you can use in the headline. These tiny details can make a major difference for the most basic slides. Now moving on to the actual designing part. So I usually start with just one lesson. I make sure that I have like one lesson fully done and then I put it into slides. Having one lesson, and this often is taken from the middle of the course if possible instead of the beginning, because the very first lesson usually is slightly different than the rest of the course. So you can take it from the beginning. If you have a repeated lesson pattern, this means that the template you create for this one lesson will be probably reused for most of the other lessons as well. However, I start with a lesson, potentially either from the middle or maybe one of the longest lessons, so I can create different slide templates and actually see my specific content into action, see what types of slides I will really need after all, what might be missing, what elements I need to add, and then I create that base template to work with. As for the designing tips, so usually when it comes to colors and fonts, these are kind of the main elements that will always have to be repeated. That is part of your brand and that will be taken into consideration every step along the way. All of the headlines, all of the paragraphs, everything will have its set font. When it comes to how many fonts to use, I usually suggest using no more than 3. So you can use one as the headline, one as the paragraph font, and the third one can be an accent font, or if you just really find that there's an element where you need a slightly different font, you can do that. 2 fonts is perfectly fine as well. Now, when it comes to the paragraph font especially, I will usually check for the formatting. You want to make sure that there's bold and italic formatting available. In that way, you can make sure that you will actually be able to easily emphasize either part of the text or just again make the slide a bit more fun and creative. As for the colors, so the colors that you're gonna use will absolutely depend on your brand, right? Remember, you first create the brand, then you think about the template, and then you actually brand align that template. So when it comes to the colors, again, this will absolutely depend on what are your actual brand colors, but usually having 2 to 3 lighter colors, like easy on the eyes colors, will be great for the background. And then you can use like 1 to 2 accent colors for either some colorful elements or maybe just the text accent or whatever that might be. So it doesn't mean that you always have to use all of these colors all the time. You can use like 2 colors as the base all the time, and the rest use when you really need to. For example, if you have that pie chart there or you have any other elements that you want to emphasize, you can use those additional colors. Again, this will really depend on the brand, and if you want to get some direct feedback on your direction for the slides and actually get some actionable ideas for potentially improving them, make sure to join us inside the membership and I will be there to give you all of that feedback. Now let's chat about the images. So using images is very common, and in most cases, unless you do have a lot of your own pictures, which is great, use them. If you don't, you will be using some stock images. Now, this can also get tricky. So if you go on Canva, there's a lot of free stock images as well. But whenever you use pictures, you want to make sure that they are also brand aligned and at least have the vibe that you need. So you don't want to be using very different colors from what you have. And it can be challenging, depending on your brand, it can be a bit challenging to actually find aligned images. So besides using the free images on Canva, I would research some other free stock photo websites, for example, pexels.com. And I would also invest in a paid stock photo website, but not the usual kind. I personally love Styled Stock Society. They're focused on female business owners mostly, so you will find all kinds of nice packages there. And once you buy the subscription, you get access to all of these packages, and then you can just literally take either of them. There probably will be something brand aligned because they often do color themes as well, which is great. One of the reasons I really love it. As we talk about designing, so we have the colors, we have the fonts, we have the pictures, and you don't have to always use the pictures, right? You can also design the slides with different elements. But when it comes to the text, when it comes to the actual information you want to include in this slide, the key is to not put too much information there. You want to make sure that your slides have the key information, and it is great for visual learning. There are many people who will prefer to look at the slides. Even if they hear you talking in the background, they will still be visually getting that information from the slide. So you want to make sure that the key details are there, but you don't want to be writing in full sentences. You don't want to be writing everything that you are saying, and you don't want to clutter those slides. So the key information, and if you feel like you need more slides, instead of like putting everything in, you know, like 3 bullet points in one slide, instead of that, you can do 3 separate slides for each of the bullet points as well. Less is always more when it comes to design. It's simpler to look at and it's easier to read and understand the text when there isn't too much clutter on the slide. So I know I'm kind of bulldozing right through this episode. I just knew that if I'm gonna go too deep into different details, it will be way too long. So I hope this is already giving you some great pointers to work with. Here, before we wrap it up, I also want to mention several things to avoid at all costs, okay? This is like my specifically like personal red flag when it comes to designing and looking at slides that others have designed. So first of all, do not randomly add all kinds of cute elements just because you like these elements. So especially on Canva, it's so easy to go down that rabbit hole when there are like all kinds of different packages of graphics like flowers and rainbows and whatnot, and they are cute and they are nice, but unless they align with your brand and unless they actually make sense for the design and on the page, please just avoid them. Now, the second thing I would suggest avoiding is to not use too much, well, not use at all. Honestly, if you can avoid, and especially if it's not your brand, please avoid corporate stock photos. So most of the free websites and many of the paid websites as well have plenty of these super basic, like a person working in the office kind of photos. You do not need to use these, and please don't use these, especially if it's not your brand. It's different if you're actually creating a course that is focused for corporate environment or that is related to it in any way. Most of my audience will not be in this category, so my guess is that you do not need to use these type of photos. Research other options. Another thing, and this is also a design tip in general, make sure that your elements and everything you're putting on the page are always well aligned. The picture you are adding, make sure that it makes sense. Don't just throw it in there and let it be. Make sure that the spacing between like top and the bottom is even, and that every image you add, that it's repeating the same pattern, like it's in the same place, it's using the same space, and so on. And yes, you can play around, you can find many great solutions that will be not maybe like this, always this, you know, the basic variation. You can definitely find great solutions and play around with your course, your design, you know. But if you want to keep it simple and you want to make sure that it's all aligned and looking nice, then alignment will be important. So yes, when it comes to alignment, one thing is images, but another big thing is the text. If you are on one slide, it doesn't mean that all of the slides have to be the same, but we're thinking about one slide specifically. If your text is left aligned, make sure both the headline and the paragraph is left aligned. I so often see that, for example, the headline is left like centered, and then below there is a paragraph that is left aligned. It just visually makes it very confusing, and it makes a harder user experience for your students. It's harder to actually read the text, to understand the text. So if you choose to left align everything. If you choose to center, center everything. And usually if there's a picture or some other element, left aligning will make the most sense for the text, or most cases, the simplest version will be to left align. If there are no other elements, then you can consider centering. Again, for more visual samples and for more specific tips and feedback on your design as well, make sure to join us inside your Course Creation membership. Final ideas for you before I wrap this up. First of all, ask for feedback. Actually, share what you are doing with your colleagues, with your friends, and they will not always give you like design eye, right? They will not always be very specific in their feedback, but maybe they give you something valuable you can work with. Ask if you have somebody within your field, ask them for the feedback. If you have a business coach or like a close friend in business or designer, make sure to send out your designs and also just ask for some feedback. Last but not least, take a step back, especially if you're getting overwhelmed, if it's too much, if you're unsure what the hell you're doing wrong, why it's not looking good. Take a step back, and once you come back to it, maybe within a day or a week, it might bring you some clarity. It might bring you some ideas how you can improve. And always just play around, keep playing around, keep moving the elements, and see if maybe something that you didn't really think about at first, maybe that is the way to go. That will be it for this time. If you have any feedback or suggestions for other topics, make sure to reach out to me at Course Creation Lab on Instagram. And I hope to see you inside your Course Creation membership as well. That will be it from me, and I'll see you in the next episode.